Today on Building the Bakken.
The way to think about Middle East sources for the exporting countries is what does it cost to develop their oil and what does it cost to finance their social needs?
The fortunate thing for us in this whole oil play was that it hit about the same time as the national economy went into recession.
Cash my store in Minot. Same thing in Stanley, a Holiday Station store, a O'Reilly Auto Parts, Williston, some housing, Watford City. That's probably our most well-known one with the Cashwise liquor.
Fruition, we've had quite a bit of expansion in our Minot yard, and that's already in. So we're starting to see this, and we should expect to continue to see the velocity of the railroad to improve.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing, been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
With that, I bring in Senator Thune from Washington, D.C., Senator of South Dakota. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, Jason. Good to be with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days out there, 24/7, no shower, you know, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we hear from Matt Rose, the executive chairman for Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, Tom Petrie, chairman of Petrie Partners, a music montage from Sydney, Montana's Eden Parker, Tom Rolfsted, former economic developer of Williston, and in our Business of the Bakken feature, Tom Ryan of Oppenan. They've been extremely busy out in the Bakken, building strip malls, residential, and a number of other buildings from Watford City to Dickinson to Stanley. All that coming up on Building the Bakken. But first, take this moment and mention our sponsors on today's program, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions, Montana RigMat, the original RigMat company of Montana. Better prices, better mats. That's Montana RigMat. And the Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life. We'd like to extend a very big thank you to those sponsors for allowing this educational and informational program to happen. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. For past shows, interviews, visit our website or subscribe to iTunes and have past shows downloaded directly to your iDevice. In addition to Building the Bakken radio and podcast, we also venture into the print world. We have a number of print affiliates, from the Bakken Breakout Magazine, an oil publication distributed by the Bismarck Tribune, to the Oil and Gas Monthly out of Abilene, Texas. Building the Bakken is documenting the business, the culture, and the people that are making this evolution happen within the United States, powered by shale energy. To read our feature stories or Building the Bakken columns, visit our website where we've got past articles linked up to the respective publications to where they were published. I invite you folks to visit our website, buildingthebakken.com, and take it for a spin, see what you think, and sign up for our newsletter as well. Our once-a-week newsletter, original content, only once a week.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Bakken Distribution, we hear from Matt Rose, the Executive Chairman of Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway. And this interview is brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. This is Matt Rose, the Executive Chairman of BNSF Railway.
I was out in Minot on Monday and went out and looked at some of the expansion projects. It's really quite impressive of what we've got going on out there. We've already delivered about, I think, 22 miles of double track, and we've got, we've delivered 40, and we've got another 22 coming in the next 45 days. So we're starting to see this stuff actually come to fruition. We've had quite a bit of expansion there on Minot Yard, and that's already in. So we're starting to see this, and we should expect to continue to see the velocity of the railroad to improve. And we'll have 65 miles of double track that will be in service by the fourth quarter of this year, $550 million. We're already talking about 2015. We're actually doing some grading for 2015 now. We've already got a 2016 plan of an additional 23 miles. And again, that chart on the right, again, it's a little bit of an eye test, but you can see where the bar chart and the lines get close to each other. That's a very bad thing. That means that the demand supply has a little more demand than supply. But you can see as we build out the railroad, you start to get the difference, the delta in those two line charts. And that's really important as we think through the future. All right. So that's it. I want to tell you that, we've never seen growth in a state like we're seeing today. We've seen the transcontinental main line being developed in this country. We've seen the coal route, the Powder River Basin coal route being developed in this country. But we've never seen it quite like this, the type of growth that we're experiencing. We are committed to spending the capital and hiring the people to be able to handle all the business. I know that there's a lot of tension out there, a lot of pressure of oil versus ag, oil versus coal, lumber, all sugar beets, all these various things. But the reality just is as we built out the shovel network, we made the capacity expansion. We're going to continue to make those capacity expansions to be able to handle the ag, the coal business, the oil business, and all the various business lines. We also know clearly that there's a lot of reality of the basis cost right now in ag transportation and We know that there are people betting for us and there's people betting against us. We also know the dynamics of this business, that there's some very, very smart people that play in the trading of these various commodities in terms of cars. And it's really reliant. It comes back to us. And we know that the way to really reduce, while transportation doesn't account for all the basis, we know it's something that as our velocity improves, and by that, I'm talking about getting our ag velocity to the P&W back up to that 2.4, 2.5 trips per month. We think that the basis will be alleviated. It won't go down to zero because there's a lot more to it than just transportation. But we do believe that the track expansion, the locomotives, the people, and all that will allow those velocities to improve. And when that happens, we believe that the basis will also come down modestly.
And that was Matt Rose, the Executive Chairman of Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway. To listen to the entire interview or for other Bakken distribution features, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. And once again, I'd like to remind you that interview was brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com.
And now I'm reminded, for in the pages she wrote down, treat everybody right, way you'd want to be.
Want to keep the discussion going? Check out the Billing the Bakken Facebook and Twitter accounts.
And never be way too long.
Miss part of the show? Log on to buildingthebakken.com for past shows and interviews.
But if you find yourself out there, just remember that you can always come home.